AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
See how I come from the school of Tupac. I'm around. You don't want to what?
Mess with me.
Hell, I'm not your average Negro.
Hold up. Taz, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Let's just keep a real straight shot with no chaser. So I'm going to get a little bit rough.
I'm here for those who really believe in the American process. All of us.
Straight shot, no chaser. With your girl, Tesla Figaro, on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. This is Tesla Figaro, host of the Straight Shot, No Chaser Podcast on the Black Effect Podcast Network on iHeartRadio. This is the first pod of the year. So happy new year to those that follow the podcast. Shout out to those who are listening live on Instagram and YouTube and Twitter. So happy new year to you. If you have not followed my podcast, please do so. The link is in the bio on my IG. The link is also in the bio on my Twitter. I actually have a podcast. You should know by now, but in case you don't, let me remind you that I have a podcast on iHeartRadio, the Black Effect Podcast Network, founded by Charlamagne Tha God, has certainly given me an opportunity to be able to share my voice to the masses on iHeartRadio, which is the largest audio platform in America. Last year, we almost got to 1 million downloads. I have to look at my new numbers, but I know the last time I checked before we even went into the fourth quarter, we were at 800,000 downloads. So that is huge, especially for a new podcast, especially when you look at 70% of podcast listeners are white. Many of you may listen to me on Instagram, or maybe you hear me on YouTube or some other platform, whether it's on Fox News or The Hill or Revolt TV. But the podcast space, just want to take a minute to explain this. The podcast space is a huge opportunity for us to be able to share, or at least me, to be able to share my voice unfiltered, unedited, and really have an opportunity to be able to share it outside of our circles on social media. So thank you to those who have told me that you've heard the radio advertisement. Just so in case you guys are not familiar, anywhere in your city that you get the Breakfast Club, I am with iHeart. So that's why you have heard those, my commercials. Some of you have said you've heard it in LA, in Detroit, in Vegas. So thank you for letting me know that you've heard the commercial, because it's always good to know that marketing is doing exactly what they said that they're doing, which is continuing to market my show. So I'm very excited about a new year. There are a lot of things that I have in store, but I just wanted to do this quick podcast to basically say what you will not hear on any of the mainstream networks today, because again, a lot of the networks that claim to be nonpartisan, they obviously root for one team or the other. MSNBC is obviously liberal. Fox is obviously conservative. And CNN, depending on who you ask, sometimes the Democrats don't like what people say on CNN and Republicans don't either. So just kind of depends on who you ask the question and who is actually on the TV screen on if you believe that CNN can be neutral or not. So I wanted to do a quick podcast to let you know what you are watching, what you are witnessing right now as they decide who is going to be the Speaker of the House. I want you to pay attention to what you are seeing right now as you are witnessing, or maybe you have not seen what has been going on today with the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, the House, the Congress is trying to decide who will lead the Speaker of the House. For those of you that know that I love to do analogies, I'm going to throw in some hood analogies. Charlamagne called me the hood whisperer for a reason. So basically, they're trying to decide who's going to be the OG, the top dog of the House. Now, right now, the last time they voted more than one time. Now, let me just kind of explain. Bear with me. I won't be long-winded on explaining, but I do want you to understand what that is, because a lot of you may not even understand what that is. But basically, you have some people ask, well, I thought Hakeem Jeffries was in charge. He's in charge of the Democrat Party. So he is, he took Nancy Pelosi's place of being in charge of the Democrat Party in the House. But the Speaker of the House is another position, and usually it goes to whatever party is in charge for that Congress. When I say that Congress, that means that 2 years. So for the next 2 years, you get to decide who is going to be in charge. And typically, the reason why Nancy Pelosi was obviously in charge of the Democrat Party, but also the Speaker of the House, it doesn't necessarily mean that that person has to be the same person for both of those roles, but that is typically how it works out. So right now, the Republican Party, as you know, or maybe you don't, the Republican Party is in control of the House. They did win the House in the last midterms. I know Democrats want to make you believe differently, but they actually did win, and they can talk about how many touchdowns somebody got and how many plays and how many points. At the end of the day, there's only one winner of the Super Bowl, even if it was a close win, and Republicans won. Democrats maintained their power in the Senate. They are in control of the Senate, but they are not in control of Congress. Therefore, Republicans are in control, meaning they have enough votes in order to elect the Speaker of the House, the Speaker of the House of Representatives. You need 222 votes in order to get over the threshold. I believe it's 222. I'm not looking at my notes directly in front of me. That you need in order to vote in that person as the Speaker of the House of Representatives. What happened, and I did a podcast a little while ago on this, if you follow my work, I did a podcast on this about how Republicans, progressives, got played and got told to sit down. So if you go back and listen to Progressives Got Played, I broke down to you 218. Okay, thank you so much, Instagram family. I don't know where I was getting to 222 in my mind. Thank you so much, Instagram family. So I did a podcast about this, about how progressives got played. And I was talking about when they were talking about McCarthy being challenged by the Republican Party meaning saying, hey, we're not going to just give you a Speaker of the House. We have some concessions, and I'm paraphrasing. We have some concessions that we want, meaning when I say we, I'm talking about a very small minority group right now at the last vote. It is 20 folks who have said, no, we're going to push the line, hold the line. They literally use the word hold the line. How many of you have ever heard me talk about pushing the line? That's the reason why I want to do this podcast, so you could see what pushing the line looks like. Even if you do not like the Republican Party, I get that. I need you to go outside of that for a second. And I want you to imagine what it would be like if somebody pushed the line for the issues that we say are important to us. Put a 3 in the chat if you understand, if you're following what I'm saying. Put a 3 in the chat if you can understand, if you can have the mature conversation to set aside the GOP and the Trumpers and the Republicans. I get it. I know y'all don't like them. That's cool. I get it. But I want to take this conversation and go a little bit further so that you can understand what it looks like when I'm saying push the line. Thank you, YouTube family. For those on Instagram, please follow me on YouTube. Sometimes, from time to time, I get put in Instagram jail. So I would love to have you on my YouTube page as well. So I want to set aside the Republican and the Democrat conversation for a minute and talk about what it means when I said push the line. Hashtag push the line. P stands for politics. U, until. S, something. H, happens. Politics until something happens. When I talk about push the line, the nonpartisan training on teaching you how to be a candidate, how to be an operative, how to be an organizer. And I'm saying push the line until something happens. What you are seeing right now, and I know Democrats want to say, oh, look, we're all together. We're all unified. We got our popcorn. We laughing at the Republicans. We are showing that, yes, we're unified and they're in chaos. I feel you, Democrats. I get that. But can the hood whisperer kind of come up to you just a moment and let you see what I see? And what I see from the 20 people that are pushing the line, holding the line, they are doing what we call in the hood, get out or lay down. I just want to know if there's anybody in the building that ever heard of get out or lay down. Oh, Teslin, what do you mean? Oh, Teslin, don't criminalize politics. I got news for you. I got news for you. Politics is a criminal game. I got news for you. It's RICO to the highest level. I got news for you. Politicians are some of the biggest gangsters that you'll ever meet. I need some of you to go back and rewind and circle the block and listen to my podcast, Politicians, Pimps and Pastors, so you can get an understanding on what you are looking at. So surprise, surprise, 20 people in the Republican Party, and you ain't got to like them because I don't like them either. I just want to put that on the record. But I also want you to know that they are pulling a get down or lay down. They are saying, we don't give a damn if it's been since 1923, 100 years ago, the last time the speaker was ever up for a vote more than once. They said they don't give a damn how many of your babies and grandmas and mamas and wives you brought up to Congress today to be able to watch them get sweared in. In fact, they said somebody better bring a ham sandwich because we gonna be in this bitch all night. Excuse my French. It's just something about gangster shit that just do something to my spirit. So again, I need you to set aside that it is the Republicans. I need you to set aside that it's the GOP. I know you don't like them. That's fine. Congrats. I don't like them either. I need you to take a deeper look in the book, Reading Rainbow, and I want you to imagine what it would look like, somebody on Instagram, what would it look like if 20 politicians, just 20, I know they say we don't have enough. But can you imagine if just 20 of them, it's over 100 in the Progressive Caucus, it's over 100 plus in the Black Caucus. What does it look like if just 20 of them had the nerve and the audacity and the gall to stand up for Black issues. Are you following me? Y'all didn't pick up that part because I know MSNBC is telling you, oh man, this is such a great, Claire McCaskill said, oh, we look so good. This is such a great demonstration. Such a great demonstration of unity. This is such a great demonstration. They really think they got to win with this one, folks. They're really saying, oh, yes, it looks so good. Jim Clyburn was laughing in the halls and saying, oh, look at them. Look at them. We're so united all behind Hakeem Jeffries. Not man, one of us raised our hand and said, we want some concessions. I know they want to say, oh, we did it in the background. I know they want to say we did it for y'all didn't see it, but I just want to know, will we ever get to a place where somebody's willing to do it in front of the American people? I just want to know. YouTube family, I see you. I see you saying McCarthy's a rhino. Listen, welcome to the Straight Shot No Chaser page. I am independent. I don't give a shit about Democrats and Republicans. I need you to not be talking about Democrats and Republicans. I'm talking to you about gangster shit. I'm talking to you on what it would look like if somebody ever had the audacity and the gall to say, I'ma hold the line and I don't give a damn who you brought with you to see you get sworn in. You better bring a ham sandwich because it's going to be a long night. I need you to keep up with me. So I'm talking about who's a rhino, who's a Piru, who's from neighborhood, who's from 30s, who's from 60s, who's from Hoover. I need you to pay attention to what it looked like when gangsters stand up. Maybe you ain't never met one in your life. Well, surprise, surprise. Congratulations, you met one today. Congratulations, you met one today. I just want to know what would it look like, Black people, if 20 people ever stood up for issues that matter to us and said, we will hold the line. Just close your eyes and imagine what that would look like. Because see, they keep telling you that they don't have enough votes. They keep telling you, well, we don't have enough people behind us. They keep telling you, well, we got to be able to convince so-and-so. Remember? So I just want to know. They keep telling you, oh, no, no, no. You know, some of the commentators tell y'all all the time, oh, no, no, no. You got to get a majority. But what do it look like when 20 people just decide to hold the line? Maybe you don't get it. Well, if you don't get the gangster analogy, can I take you back? I know some of y'all not Christians. Can I take you back and preach to you for a moment? What happens if just one Moses stood up? What happens if just one Moses stood up and said, let my people go? Oh, Moses even said, I can't do it by myself. I don't know what to say. And the Lord said, don't worry about it. I'm going to send Aaron with you. I'm going to send a communicator with you. I'm just going to send two of you to tell Pharaoh and all of Pharaoh's army to let my people go. Maybe y'all didn't get it. You didn't get it. Oh, well, I don't know if they really did that. Who said the Bible? I'm trying to cover it all because I know y'all out there. Who said the Bible? The Bible is for white folks. Okay, good. But we're watching it in real time right now. We're looking at 20 people say, we are going to hold the line until you give us the concessions that we are looking for. And I just want to know if we will ever have a time where somebody in Congress, in Senate, is willing to push the line. It's just a simple question that I just asked. It's just a simple question that I just want you to just think about for a moment. Because remember, these political analysts keep telling y'all, well, you got to have a majority. Majority got to vote you in. Well, you're right about that. But you ain't never needed a majority to push the line. You ain't never needed a majority to stand in front of the bulldozer. You ain't never needed a majority to stand on the train tracks. You ain't never needed a majority to be in Gideon's army. You ain't never needed a majority to be Moses. You never needed a majority anytime in history to be David. You've never needed a majority in order to push the line. You have just been around people who are not line pushers. So your mindset already goes with a defeated spirit. Because you don't see the God in you. You don't see the strength in you. You don't see the power in you. You don't see that only it all it takes is one person to be able to push the line. You've been browbeaten so much that it doesn't even fathom to you that if a bulldozer was coming towards a house to demolish a house, and all it takes is one person to stand in front of the house and say, if you are going to tear down this house, you are going to have to kill me in it, because you have not seen that type of leadership. So you don't think it's real. You don't think it's possible.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
How many of you, over the holiday, I watched the movie Dedication? And I'm going to close because this will not be a long podcast. Please go back and listen to the rewind if you're just joining me. How many of you watched the movie Dedication? If you don't know, I'm a veteran, an M60 gunner in the Air Force. So I love military movies, especially when they're true military movies, especially when they show somebody that goes against the odds. And if you watch that movie, which was a true story, let me get it up. I want to see the actual Mr. Brown, I know, was his name. If you watch that movie, there was a true story about a black man that went against the odds and was a Navy pilot, fighter. He was the only one. And if he listened to you, this was in the 50s. Some of you don't have the courage in 2023. If he listened, if you go back and look at that movie, and I'll probably do a whole podcast about that. See, some of y'all just started quoting Dedication when you heard Nipsey Hussle. But can I take you back to the 50s? When he stood in the mirror in the movie, he would repeat everything negative that was ever told to him. He would repeat that I'm just a black man. He would repeat, you don't have no business flying. He would repeat, you don't even belong in the Navy. He would repeat everything that was ever told to him that was negative. And he would use that in his spirit to be able to go fight the good fight. And there was one part in the movie when he went to take down the bridge, and he went against what his lieutenant told him to do. And he said, and I'm paraphrasing, go back and watch the movie. But they said, don't get out of line. Don't get out of line. Stay here with us. And he said, I know that I can do it. And he went and he knocked the bridge down. See, some of you ain't never went and knocked the bridge down. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm the only one in the building. Oh, Devotion's the name of it. My apologies, Devotion. I don't know why I was thinking about Dedication. Maybe I'm the only one in the building that was ever told you couldn't do it. Maybe I'm the only one that when I went to the Air Force and I decided to be a security police officer, and even my recruiter said, you can't do it. Why don't you go just do administration? Maybe I'm the only one that said, it ain't no way you're going to get that beret. Shout out to Ricky, who told me I wasn't going to get my beret, because, see, Ricky didn't get his beret, and he was a man and bigger than me and had more muscle than me, and he didn't get his beret. So he figured since he couldn't get his beret, they was going to send me home. Well, the entire time that I was going through training, I kept on thinking about Ricky. I had to prove him wrong. Because, see, he told me that I wasn't going to be able to do it. So I had to prove him wrong. It was what I used in my spirit to make sure that I had enough push-ups, that I ran long enough, that I rucksacked long enough, that I was able to fire my weapon, that I hit the target, that I did everything. I held in every tear. I held in every fear. I held in every doubt, because I refused to go home without my beret. So it's something about that movie that just triggers me and gets all up in my spirit. He went against Jonathan Majors, was the character's name, but was actually a real life character. He went against what his lieutenant told him to do. And he said, I'm going to take down that bridge. And there was a scene in the movie where he said, if I listen, the lieutenant told him, if you listen to what I tell you, you won't get killed. He said, if I listen, if I always listen to what somebody told me, I wouldn't be here today. Maybe it's just me. Maybe you've always had people telling you could do it. And that's probably why you're not a line pusher, because you're waiting on somebody to tell you something. See, I'm always waiting to go the opposite direction. If you tell me I can't do it, I believe I can do it. If I do it, if you say, oh no, Tesla, don't do that, I'm really going to look into that. If you say, don't go around that corner, I don't know, let me go see around that corner for myself. So that's maybe that's why we don't align. Maybe that's why you don't see it. He said, everything that I did, when it was time for the swimming contest, they put bricks to weigh me down. He said, I almost drowned. So if I listened to what people told me what I could not do, I would not be here today. So when people try to push their logic on you, they're what you could not do, what they could not do on you. Don't allow that to get in your spirit and become complacent. Because there were some people that once went to Congress that said they were going to push the line, and it ain't been a good 4 years and they've already folded. It was some people that went to Congress that said, oh no, send me because I'm going to bring it down. And now they've already folded. And guess what they took with them? Your last $2. So if you can be mature enough to watch what you see happening, I'm looking right now as we talk, MSNBC, the headline says, McCarthy humiliated in 3 losses on the first day of GOP Congress. Guess what I see? Gangsters once again tell you to get out or lay down. And they know they don't have a chance in hell in winning, but what they're doing is they're showing their base that we are willing to stand on the train track if necessary to make sure that our voices are heard. And that's what I need each and every last one of you to look for in leadership. That's what I need you to be if you're going in leadership. I need you to not be focused on, especially Georgia. Oh, well, ain't no point. Oh, South Carolina. Oh, ain't no point. Jim Clyburn got it all in control. I need you to be some sergeant majors in the building. I need you to say, it's all right. It's just one of me. I think I'm going to try everything I can to be that one to tear that bridge down. I'm looking for just that one. I'm looking for just one Jonathan Majors. I don't need a whole bunch of them. Just one Jonathan Majors that said, I think I'm going to go in another direction. I think when y'all flying this way, I'm going to go this way. I think I got the skills in order to be able to tear that bridge down. And if I don't tear that bridge down, then I'm damn sure going to make a dent in it. I just need to know if I got a Jonathan Majors in the building, or is it just me? Am I just Jonathan Majors by myself? I just need somebody to go into 2023 saying that it don't matter what you said about me. It don't matter what I did do. It don't matter what my history is. I believe that all it takes is just one, because if I can't knock down that bridge, then I'm damn sure going to put a dent on it. Oh, I'm speaking to somebody's dreams. We going deeper into politics. You're going to get some encouragement today. Put a 5 in the chat if you need this encouragement. If your spouse telling you can't do it, if your mama telling you can't do it, if your daddy told you can't do it, if your kids say you can't do it, if the school told you can't do it, if your job told you can't do it, can I tell you that you can do it? Can I tell you that there's something in you that can do it? Can I tell you that you come from a lineage and a heritage, the same lineage and heritage that birthed Jonathan Majors, that it is in you? Can I tell you that there got to be at least one Moses in the building among us? Can you believe with me? Can it be just you and I touching and agree? I just want to know if it's just you and I. It don't have to be nobody else. Don't tell nobody else. It's offering time in the sanctuary. Don't tell nobody else. It's altar call in the sanctuary. You ain't got to walk all the way up. I just need you to believe with me. Just believe with me. I need you to know what push the line looks like. I need you to know what it feels like. Don't let these headlines fool you. Yes, Democrats, congrats. Y'all all stayed together. Not now one of you was willing to push the line for issues, at least so we all could see. Maybe you did it behind the scenes. I don't know. But if you like me, I'm getting tired of behind the scenes. There was a poem that I did in 2014 called Blackout 2016. And I said, you say you do it behind the scenes, but I don't see you making no noise on the national scene. I need some folks to want to see it. I kind of want to see it. I'm getting tired of just going by what you say. I can't take your word for it no more. I want to see it for myself. So with that said, my alarm went off, IG family, so that's why you're muted. My apologies. It's not IG. My apologies. That's the principalities. I do have to cut this, but thank you for listening. Please rewind this podcast. The moral to the story is pushing the line is possible. Politics until something happens. And I hope that you join me in 2023 as we reset the table for 2024. And no, it doesn't mean that we'll be able to elect the president of our choice and get a million people elected to politics. That ain't what it means. What it means is we're going to put a dent in this shit. Put a five. If you are with me, let's just put a little dent in it. Because I believe that I was a licensed insurance adjuster and agent for Geico. And I know that you can drive a car that is a total loss. You can drive a car that is a total loss. Meaning you can have enough dents in a car that it no longer has value. And it still can be drivable. So, yes, I don't expect to turn Congress, change it overnight. I don't expect to change Senate overnight. I don't expect to change local overnight. What I can tell you is we can put a dent in it. What I can tell you is we can put five on it. I got five on it. I just want to know if you got five on it. If anybody, maybe it's just me, do you got five on it? They wrote a whole song about it. I just want to know, do anybody got anything like on Minister Society? Who got some money? Who got some snaps on the petrol? I just want to know if anybody got anything on it. Because I believe that if we just keep on putting them little dents, then over time, we can total loss and start all the way over. You've been listening to Straight Shot No Chaser podcast. Instagram family, thank you for hanging with me. My alarm went off, so it cut out a little bit. I believe you can hear me now, but I didn't want to stop my flow. That's why I also get on my YouTube channel so that there'll be no interruptions when I am going live. Anytime you see this graphic such as this that you're seeing on Instagram, know that I am recording a live podcast and I'm doing it simultaneously on Instagram, YouTube, as well as Twitter. You can follow me by clicking the link in the bio. This podcast will be available on Thursday. So if you want to hear the replay or share with somebody, please do me a favor and do that. Follow me at iHeart on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, iHeart, Apple. All you have to do is type in Teslin Figaro. The show will pull up and it would be a blessing if you subscribe. It doesn't cost you anything, doesn't take up any of your space. Just subscribe to the podcast because, yes, those numbers do count. Thank you so much for listening. I will, we're going to keep watching this situation, but I hope I was able to plant a blessing in your life. If you follow me, I try to give you a little bit of politics, mix in a little bit of street, and hopefully give you some inspiration to carry on throughout the week. All right, guys, like I always say, use it, lose it, can't make it, choose it. You've been listening to TeslinFigaro.com. Peace.
If you like what you heard on Straight Shot No Chaser, please subscribe and drop a 5-star review and tell a friend. Straight Shot No Chaser is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. I'm Teslin Figaro, and I'd like to thank our producer, editor, mixer, Dwayne Crawford, and our executive producer, Charlamagne Tha God. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.